Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull and Female Sale Friday, October 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This year featuring 49 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls, 3 registered Red Angus bred heifers, and 8 registered Red Angus open heifers. Online bidding is available through DV Auction. For auction details and a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or contact Benji or Lori White, 580-334-2801.
Well, today's cattle futures quite eventful across the board. The feeder cattle were the weakest contracts, down $1.50 to $1.80. The October's at $141.15, down $1.77. November down $1.85, and that was the weakest feeder cattle at $141.92, and that was $1.20 off the low. So at one point they were down roughly $3. The live cattle were anywhere from 50 to 90 lower. December's were at 112.25, down 87. It looks like there's some 107 bid in Nebraska. So that would be a little bit higher than where we were last week. The kill today was 120,000, right in line with last week's. Week to date, we're at 358, which is 3,000 head lower than last week's 361. And then the market really sold off following the USDA report at 11. There were some surprise numbers there, and the grain markets rallied, and that pressured the feeder cattle. The lean hogs today were also moving here. They were up, though, $1.22 higher at $63.20 in December. We're just slightly above the 50 and 20-day moving averages here, and we've really been trading the same prices since about September the 10th on the hogs. And the midday box beef was higher, $1.48 higher on choice, $218.64, select up 94 at $207.93.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Express Ranch's Fall Bull Sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
The big move today came in the grain futures. We had corn, beans, and wheat all sharply higher. We finished about 14 cents higher in corn, which put December at 379, and that was about 3 to 4 cents off of its high. Beans were up 29 cents, and they were 12 cents off of their high, which put November at 1022, up 29. The high was 1034 and 3 quarters. December Chicago wheat at 578, up 28 and 3 quarters. That was about 9 off its high. In December, Kansas City up 33 and a quarter at 509 and a quarter. In July wheat, which is the crop we're planting right now, 29 cents higher at 530 and a quarter. This report came out at 11 a.m. this morning and was pretty bullish across the board here. The quarterly stocks, which this is the September 1st quarterly stocks report today, and also small grains. But that quarterly stocks report was lower in corn, beans, and wheat for the September 1st stocks. Corn was 1.995 billion bushels. The average guess was 2.25. The soybeans were 523 million bushels. The average guess was 576. And then wheat was 2.159, or the average guess was 2.242. So roughly 50 million bushels lower for soybeans and wheat, and about 250 million bushels lower for corn. And that's why this market rallied.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.